This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, credit scores, right? That honestly somewhat mysterious number that ostensibly is about how likely you are to pay your debts, but then in reality has been adapted for use in hiring decisions or whether or not a landlord will rent to you, all kinds of different things. China is building something that goes a good deal further. It's called the social credit system. And by 2020, the government in Beijing hopes to be able to collect not just financial information on its citizens, but also to record antisocial behavior. Things like not sorting your garbage or refusing to visit your parents. And just like credit scores here, over there, it's kind of mysterious too. Our China correspondent Jennifer Pack reports now from Shanghai.
In China, if a court orders you to repay debts and you refuse, a judge may put you on a blacklist. And when friends call you, instead of a ringtone, they might hear.
The person you have reached is listed by the local court as a discredited person.
China's Supreme Court runs this blacklist. Since 2013, there have been 9.5 million people put on the list. Journalist Liu Hu is one of them. He lost a defamation lawsuit and was ordered to pay compensation and other fees.
I wired the money to the wrong account, so the court didn't get the money. No one there told me. Then the court put me on the blacklist.
He and others on the blacklist are banned from boarding a plane or high-speed train.
Since I couldn't fly across the country for a work trip, I ended up taking the slow train. Instead of a 3-hour flight, it took me 28 hours to get there.
The court also restricts him from making big purchases, like buying property or sending his kid to private school. Anyone with Liu Hu's name and ID number can check the blacklist through the Supreme Court's website. The blacklist shows the kinds of penalties people deemed untrustworthy might get once the database is set up by 2020. Credit expert Hu Naihong says the goal of the project is simple.
Those with good credibility will be rewarded. Those with bad credibility will be punished.
And dozens of cities are also testing their own systems. Shanghai is one of them. Here, if you jaywalk or don't sort your garbage properly, the local government might record these infractions on your credit file. This may seem odd to Americans, but some in China say it's necessary. Again, credit expert Hu Naihong.
You can't say people damaged their credit only after they default on their debts. There may have been many clues in their daily lives that show that they don't like to follow rules.
She says the central government has not assigned any social credit scores to its citizens yet, and it's not clear who will calculate it and how social behaviors will be factored in. So what if you want to dispute what's on your social credit file? Li Xiaolin, a well-known lawyer, tried. In 2014, he was sued for defamation. He lost, and a judge ordered him to make an apology, which Li Xiaolin submitted in writing. 10 months later, he found out he was blacklisted. It took him another 3 weeks before an official told him why.
The court said my apology was not sincere. I asked officials, how did they judge that?
Eventually, Li Xiaolin wrote a second apology, and the court removed him from the blacklist in 2016. Then last year, he tried to get a credit card.
The bank denied my application, so I figured out that the bank might still have my name blacklisted. And I was right.
The bank updated its records the next day, but by that point, he had spent almost a year to fully clear his name. Still, he's considered one of the luckier ones. Journalist Liu Hu says he transferred money to the court. This time it was successful, but a judge said the amount needs to be increased by at least $1,000.
Basically, it's very hard to find information on how to resolve my case. I've only gotten this far because I have some contacts.
For now, Liu Hu is still on the blacklist, which the Chinese state media refers to as the list of lao lai, or deadbeats. He's still trying to get off it. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.